New York State Senator Adriano Espaillat went to Pennsylvania on Sunday to check out how residents are faring with the fracking boom for natural gas. And today, over 1,500 anti-fracking activists were in the state capitol telling Governor Cuomo to ban fracking in New York State. WBAI's Rebecca Miles has more.
I think the governor should go there to the Marcellus Shale and see for himself how families are impacted. It was definitely an eye-opener for me.
That was New York State Senator Adriano Espaillat after he visited several towns in Pennsylvania on Sunday, which are in the middle of the Marcellus Shale natural gas fracking boom.
I think that everyone should go there and see firsthand how a community could be negatively impacted by runaway hydrofracking. And I think the governor should go there to the Marcellus Shale and see for himself how families are impacted. It was definitely an eye-opener for me to see how it's just everywhere. They're doing hydrofracking everywhere, next to schools, next to parks, you know, right across people's homes. You know, it's just a runaway train, and it's very damaging. You know, you see, we visited creeks and ponds that are being polluted by the effects of hydrofracking. We visited homes that are now have these water containers that are called water buffaloes that they have to install because their water system has been contaminated by hydrofracking. So it's really a terrible thing. The infrastructure of many of these counties is beaten up by the high power equipment that is being transported by heavy trucks throughout those counties. There is certainly no evidence that this has spurred the economic growth in those areas. I didn't see anything, nor did we speak to anybody that said that. In fact, they have been positively impacted, and they have good-paying new jobs. So this is something that I think everybody, every New Yorker should see, particularly the governor. I think the governor should have a first-hand look at this particular region of the Pennsylvania and see how it's impacting families there.
Espaillat is a member of the Senate Environmental Conservation Committee. He visited a town called Franklin and Litmus, towns right in the epicenter of the gas drilling boom, where the movie Gasland was shot. He said it's beautiful scenery, very green, very mountainous, but they're drilling and cutting through the mountains, and the hydrofracking in the area is rampant and out of control. He spoke to many residents while he was there.
Well, many of them, you know, have to now rely on these water buffalo equipment to drink water, to bathe in water, to have, you know, water in their homes. They're concerned that some of the hydrofracking is occurring very close to some of the schools. You know, this is obviously the impact that it can have on the ecology of the area, you know, the ponds, the creeks, the rivers. You know, so this is something that is concerning to everybody there, and they're very upset about it.
Did you speak to anybody who was happy about the lease they'd signed with the oil and gas company because they were able to do something with the money?
That's the other part. The part is that, you know, there's no documentation. It's very sort of like underhanded and under the radar how they deal with people that they purchase or lease their land from. So we want to see some transparency. We want to see what really is happening there. You know, some of them are happy that the companies are paying for the water because their system had got contaminated. But you know, that's a terrible thing to consider. That you know, you're happy about somebody picking up your water cost because your water system has been contaminated. So you know, that's what we found yesterday. It was a real eye opening trip, and I think everybody should have that first-hand, you know, experience.
Over 1,500 anti-fracking supporters were in Albany today for a mass rally to tell Governor Cuomo to ban fracking in the state. John Armstrong is with Frack Action and spoke to us from the rally.
We actually had an incredible march today, right from the Riverfront Park on the Hudson River. From there, we had 1,500 people march to the Department of Environmental Conservation office, where we had some street theater indicating that Governor Cuomo should listen to the real science, not science dictated by the gas industry and money and greed, but listen to the real science. Then we marched through the streets of Albany to the Capitol building itself, where in the West Capitol lawn, right underneath the Capitol building, over 1,500 people joined together to take the pledge to resist fracking in New York, a powerful new statement indicating our commitment and our strength in opposing fracking. We will resist fracking.
In an op-ed article in the Washington Post Friday, Mayor Bloomberg came out strongly in favor of natural gas extraction as a way to lower utility bills, spur economic growth, and reduce the nation's dependence on coal. But, he said, the extraction should take place under common sense regulations to minimize environmental harm. John Armstrong says Mayor Bloomberg's latest stance is hypocritical.
We're very disturbed by Mayor Bloomberg's position. On the one hand, he goes out and he says, absolutely no fracking in the New York City watershed. He says, no way to that at all. And then in the next light, he comes out and he says, well, yes to fracking in other places. What we believe as New Yorkers is that we're all equal. We all have a right to clean water, healthy communities, good air. And if fracking is not entirely safe in all communities, it's not safe in any community. If it's not safe for the New York City water, it's not safe for my water in the Catskills, which is similarly unfiltered from a well. With Mayor Bloomberg is that he has these climate change initiatives where he's working on climate change in New York City, but to support natural gas through the hydraulic fracturing extraction process and also say you're trying to address climate change is hypocritical. Leading science indicates from NOAA, the federal agency, independent researchers, shows that fracking is actually a disaster for the climate because of the high amount of methane and especially potent greenhouse gas that is released through the extraction and transportation process.
There are over 19 separate pieces of legislation pending in the Senate and Assembly committees over fracking, everything from requesting an outright ban to demands for more analysis of the economic claims made by industry and potential threats to public health. Espiat again.
We want the governor to take a look at each and every one of these pieces of legislation and review them on their merits and consider their approval. And he can use a bully pulpit to make sure that some of these pieces are passed in the Republican-led Senate.
And where do you stand yourself? Are you...
An outright ban, absolutely, no question about it.
Okay.
We should develop a comprehensive, visionary plan for energy conservation and the use of renewable energy in the state that will lead not only the state but perhaps the country in a new path away from fossil fuels and the gluttony for oil.
For the moment, regulators in New York have banned fracking while environmental rules are drafted. But CBS recently reported that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is considering a plan that would allow fracking in 5 counties near the Pennsylvania border. And this announcement would come after Labor Day weekend. For WBAI's Evening News, this is Rebecca Miles reporting.